A few weeks ago, I saw an ad on television. There was a series of images of nurses clad in PPE, working diligently and treating people. This montage faded to a blank screen, and the word respect appeared on the blank screen. And that was followed by the logo of the Ontario Nurses Association. Well, that commercial sort of led me immediately to thinking about this month's theme of respect. The Touchstones word cloud this month offers many words associated with respect. Tolerance, acceptance, kindness, compassion, regard, honor, dignity, consideration, civility, deference, etc. So there are many ways to consider that word. Respect for ourselves, respect for community, social, political, spiritual, and respect for the planet. I want to begin with one perspective on the meaning of respect, and it comes from Don Miguel Ruiz, who's the author of The Four Agreements. Respect begins with ourselves, and then it goes to everyone and everything around us. If we don't respect ourselves, how can we respect anyone or anything else? When you respect yourself, that means you accept yourself just the way you are. When you respect other people, that means you accept them just the way they are. When you respect everything in nature, the animals, the oceans, the atmosphere, the earth, that means you accept the entire creation just the way it is. Respect is about the complete acceptance of everything that exists just the way it is, not the way we want it to be. Now, this is more or less one meaning of the word respect. Once you accept yourself just the way you are, you no longer have any judgments about yourself. Once you accept everybody else, you no longer have any judgments about anybody else. Then something incredible happens in your world. You find peace. You're not in conflict with yourself, and you're not in conflict with anyone else. So that's an interesting perspective at any rate. Two of the words associated with respect are tolerance and acceptance. And those words lead me to look at respect in relation to our Unitarian Universalist principles. Our seventh principle calls us to affirm and promote respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. And this principle was put into place in 1985 and is really the most recent evolution from tolerance to acceptance to respect in Unitarian Universalist history. So our religious journey to respect has in some ways been slow. Now, tolerance has been a core religious value for us since 1557. And Unitarian historian Earl Morse Wilbur wrote that Unitarianism was characterized by three leading principles: freedom, reason, and tolerance. Now, 1557 saw the issue of the Decree of Religious Tolerance, which called for each person to maintain whatever religious faith he wishes with old or new rituals, while we at the same time leave it to their judgment to do as they please in the matter of faith, just so long as they bring no harm to bear on anyone at all. Now, a few years later, the Edict of Torda reaffirmed that 1557 decree. Now, this remarkable period of religious toleration was short-lived and geographically limited, while religious persecution has certainly continued for centuries. Now, tolerance does have its limits, but we only have to look at the world to realize that it continues to be in short supply in too many places and with devastating consequences. Ken Morrison, a longtime leader of LUF, often expressed concerns about the limitations of tolerance. A sermon by Reverend Douglas Taylor addresses this, and I think Ken would have been interested in his words. Tolerance is not an anything-goes sort of mentality. 20th century Unitarian Luther, James Luther Adams, used to say that we can have open minds, but not open at both ends. Every now and then, we do close our minds around something, and sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes it's not. But we can explore this because of our commitment to tolerance. You are free to use reason, among other tools, to discern the deeper truths and the meaning of life, and the meanings in life. And we can tolerate one another's differing answers because I am also free to use reason, among other tools, to discern the deeper truths and the meanings in life. However, as Martin Luther King Jr. wrote in his letter from the Birmingham jail, there are some things to which a person should be maladjusted. It is one thing to tolerate another person's beliefs, but we can make a very clear distinction and not tolerate words and deeds that harm other people. We will not tolerate injustice, hatred, or bigotry, or the denigration of an entire group or class of people, or slanders and slurs, or screaming and shouting as method discourse. Unitarian Universalism is a community of covenanted seekers. We are not all on the same path, but we have promised to support one another along the way. Well, the Unitarian Universalist shift from tolerance to acceptance was marked by the adoption of the current principles in 1985. The third principle affirms and promotes acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth. Authentic acceptance means that we try to live affirmations which liberate rather than imprison others. And commenting on both parts of this third principle, Reverend Tom Owen Toll writes, acceptance affirms us as we are, and encouragement pushes us towards whom we might become. Now, our principles, however, move from acceptance in the third principle to respect in the seventh principle. Respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. In reflecting on the seventh principle, the Reverend Barbara Merritt wrote, "To have respect for all life does not mean that we understand all that goes on in this creation. It certainly does not mean that we approve of all behavior. Surely the interdependent web will break our hearts, as well as restore our souls. To have respect for life itself, for all existence, is to recognize a covenant, a relationship, a connection. So let us practice respect, for this aligns perfectly with our inherent worth and dignity, as well as the worth and dignity of all existence." And this completes the circle, as we move from the seventh principle back to the beginning with the first principle. It has been a long road to respect, embracing tolerance first and then acceptance, both worthy but insufficient. Respect is fundamental for deepening connections, and it can be expressed and reciprocated in many different ways. By contrast, disrespect severs connection and evokes negative interactions. Unitarian Universalists affirm the inherent worth and dignity of each person as a given, an unshakable conviction calling us to self-respect and respect for others. Reverend Ian Riddell tells us, "I think our first and seventh principles are our modern expression of the religious convictions that have enlivened Unitarians and Universalists throughout our history. Our conviction that we each have to build our own relationship with the mystery of the universe, that we must stand up for those who are oppressed, that we are committed to building community and change in this world. These are all reflected in these two principles. And I think the other principles are the ways in which we grapple with living between and within and through these two convictions. The first and seventh principles are theology, the others are ethics." So, we find that respect is as an essential aspect of Unitarian Universalism. And how do we translate this theological or philosophical concept to bring it into our daily lives and into the life of our communities? I would suggest that kindness and compassion are among the words that can come to bear here. Sarah Adams offers a quick and humorous lesson on respect in her piece, "Be Cool to the Pizza Dude." And she writes, "If I have one operating philosophy about life, it is this. Be cool to the pizza delivery dude. It's good luck." Principles that guide this pizza dude philosophy include the following. Coolness to the pizza delivery dude is practice inequality. My measurement as a human being, my worth, is the pride I take in performing my job, any job, and the respect with which I treat others. I am the equal of the world, not because of the car I drive, the size of the TV I own, the weight I can bench press, or the calculus equations I can solve. I am the equal to all I meet because of the kindness in my heart. And it all starts here, with the pizza delivery dude. Tip him well, friends and brethren, for that which you bestow freely and willingly will bring you all the happy luck that a grateful universe knows how to return. I found another story that I thought was quite relevant. It's called The Cleaning Lady by Joanne Jones. During my second month of college, our professor gave us a pop quiz. I was a conscientious student and had breezed through the questions until I read the last one. What is the first name of the woman who cleans the school? Surely this was some kind of joke. I had seen the cleaning woman several times. She was tall, dark-haired, and in her 50s. But how would I know her name? I handed in my paper, leaving the last question blank. Just before class ended, one student asked if the last question would count toward our quiz grade. Absolutely, said the professor. In your careers, you will meet many people. All are significant. They deserve your attention and care, even if all you do is smile and say hello. I've never forgotten that lesson, I also learned her name was Dorothy. And I have to say, that story reminded me of a stay I experienced at the regional hospital. All of the staff were caring and competent, but the interaction that has stayed with me was the cleaner. He came in, introduced himself in a cheery manner, explained what he was going to do, and his presence each day brightened my stay for the week I was there. And I've always remembered his name was Joe. Now, some of the other words associated with respect are dignity, consideration, civility. It's quite rare to find these concepts active in the political world today. Reverend Dennis Daniel offers some thoughts in a piece called A Politics of Respect. I would suggest that we cultivate a politics of respect. Respect for the abilities and determination of individuals, as well as respect for the sizable obstacles they often have to overcome. We have the power that comes from reconnecting personal values to political morality. We can put ourselves on the line in asserting the covenantal character of our relationships. Now, politics is not something that just happens in Toronto or Ottawa. It begins here with us. We create political space by the simple act of living as though there were political space. We need to live with respect for ourselves and for everyone and for everything. Now, I think this is the challenge for me and perhaps for all of us, or many of us. Respect for ourselves, respect for others, respect for the web of existence. And I'll give the last words to Reverend Douglas Taylor. We are in this together. We are in this to make life better. We are in this to encourage and be encouraged in our deepening journeys. Ours is a message of blessing and acceptance, that every person has an innate value and worth, even the ones you disagree with or do not like. It is a message that calls us through the hurt and the promise to treat one another and our planet with care and with justice and with respect. May it be so, and may we make it so.